Hello, advanced listeners. Welcome to April and our health article for this month. Now, we are looking at a different topic today. Usually, we're talking about the body or some kind of physical illness when we're talking about health. But today, we're actually looking at mental health. And in particular, we're going to look at mental illness and how a lot of celebrities are starting to bring this subject to the forefront and to have a conversation in public about it. With me are two great panelists. So off to my right, I have...
Hi, everyone. I'm Campbell. It's great to be here.
Thanks for joining us, Campbell.
You're welcome.
I'm looking forward to just what we can share with this topic.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about mental illness in the public arena?
Well, I know that it's definitely becoming more of something that a lot of people are talking about and being aware of, and, you know, celebrities are being more open about it.
Right. Yes. Okay. And to my left, I have...
So this is Josh, and I'm very glad to be back on Advanced here talking about, once again, another interesting subject.
And Josh, for you, what do you know about mental illness in the public arena?
Well, I worked a little bit, not necessarily in the mental health care field, but sort of like in what we like to say an auxiliary, right? So sort of like in a helping role of that. So I've worked with people who are retired and in care homes,
right,
who would also have some mental health issues that we would work through. And then also in my personal life, I had my youngest brother's best friend. His mother was also suffered from some mental health issues as well, which really drastically affected him. And I think one of the biggest things was that he felt very alone, of course, because you don't really hear a lot about people suffering from mental illness and how it affects them. So I think it's really wonderful to have this sort of idea of getting it more out in the open and talked about so that people don't feel so alone.
Right. I think talking about it means people are being educated about it and also not only to deal with it, but also how to broach it, how to handle it, whether it's in your own family or whether it's in your society.
Right. And I think the stigma of it is kind of getting removed.
Right. Especially when you realize, oh, celebrities are also dealing with this, and, you know, you think, oh, I see this person on the big screen or the little screen if you're watching your TV, and realizing, wow, famous people also need to deal with this.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, that's why our topic says making mental illness an A-list topic. What does A-list mean, Campbell?
Well, when we talk about A-listers or the A-list, we're talking about people who are, you know, the top. They're most famous or the most successful people in society. So when we're talking about Hollywood, we're talking about the Oscar winners or the, you know, the big blockbuster actors.
Right, so here we're actually playing on that a little bit, because now we're using it in the form of referring to mental illness being an A-list topic, meaning that it's coming to the forefront,
right,
that we're having more public conversations about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we see in our deck it says stars are coming forward as TV shows and films deal with this once shameful issue. You mentioned the word stigma, Campbell. What does stigma mean?
Well, stigma is just this idea, this kind of negative feeling that's attached to something,
right,
you know, and so I like how it says the once shameful issue. It used to be when people had these problems that you didn't want to talk about it because you felt ashamed.
Right.
But now it's being open and people are becoming aware and realizing that, you know, they're people too.
Right, exactly. And oftentimes it may take people who are in the public spotlight, for example, celebrities, to be talking about it more openly, to draw attention to it, and for society to start talking about it
sure.
a lot more. And that's what's happening. Stars are coming forward. What does coming forward mean, Josh?
Well, coming forward just means where you're really like sort of presenting yourself. That you're really like bringing something up and you're presenting it to the public, really, right?
Right.
So you're not keeping it to yourself. You're coming forward and you're talking about it.
Good. Okay. Well, why don't we get into our first reading for today? You can open your advanced magazine to page 30 or on your electronic device, and we will take the first column down to line 16.
Making mental illness an A-list topic. Stars are coming forward as TV shows and films deal with this once shameful issue. From stars talking about their own struggles with mental health to TV shows and films dealing frankly with disorders such as depression, pop culture is actively engaging in the messy realities of psychological problems. In the past, mental disorders were often depicted by Hollywood as an affliction dealt with in horrific ways. But more recently, films such as the Oscar-winning Silver Linings Playbook treat these as everyday real-life situations that are best handled with heart and humor. Stephen Falk, creator of FXX's You're the Worst, a comedy about four maladjusted Los Angeles 30-somethings, found that doing a storyline on depression taught him some surprising things. "I couldn't believe how widespread it is," Falk said.
Well, listeners, if you're just joining us, we're looking at our health article for this month, and we are looking at mental health this month and how celebrities are bringing this subject to the forefront in society. We see that there are various range of ways that celebrities are dealing with this once shameful issue. What do we learn, Campbell, in our first paragraph?
Well, there are different ways that this issues coming out into the forefront. It says from stars talking about their own struggles with mental health to TV shows and films dealing frankly or honestly with disorders such as depression, pop culture is actively engaging in the messy realities of psychological problems.
Right, so whether it's in interviews that they're giving and perhaps on talk shows or just interviews on, you know, with different news agencies, perhaps they're talking about it there,
mm-hmm.
Or they're also depicting it. They're also playing roles or characters
mm-hmm.
Within TV shows that struggle with mental illness.
Right.
And I think it's very interesting that it's dealing frankly with these disorders.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, frankly means honestly. We have a range, such as depression. We see pop culture is actively engaging. First of all, Josh, what is pop culture?
So pop culture is just sort of like a shorter term for popular culture, right? Okay. So it's the culture of the moment that everybody's interested in, and we use this pop for a lot of things like pop culture, pop music, pop movies, like things that are popular and of the day.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And of course, engaging already means that you are working with something, but when we're saying we're actively engaging, Campbell?
Well, you're participating in it. You're participating in the discussion. You're kind of bringing it out. You know, I remember back in I don't remember because I wasn't alive back in the 50s, but you know, you see the 50s TV shows, you know, and it was very simple and everything was perfect, you know.
Right.
People didn't have any illnesses and
problems
and struggles, you know.
Yeah.
But it's very different now when you look at TV.
Right.
And movies, and it's allowing people to see, okay, so this is not just me, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that I feel like it allows people to be more open to looking for help and getting help that they need.
Right. I think there's been a timeline, like you said, with TV shows, you know, showing perfection within a family setting, and then perhaps the struggles that they actually do deal with, those messy realities
mm-hmm.
That were with everyday life,
mm-hmm.
the problems that we encounter, and now we've gone to that next level where we're dealing with the psychological problems that
mm-hmm.
people are dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting that, like you said, in the 1950s, TV was depicted as perfect,
mm-hmm.
you know, everything was just right.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody was suffering from mental illness, how was it depicted?
Well, you know, so I think a lot of times what would happen is that it would be depicted as maybe somebody having like some sort of like humorous, quirky kind of issues, right? Not necessarily seriously or honestly dealing with the problems
mm-hmm.
or the struggles or the way that might really be affected. But really more just sort of like as kind of like a comedic or funny sort of thing, right?
Right, mm-hmm. right. So it's not really dealing with the reality of it. Mm-hmm. But we've seen a more recent shift with that. It gives one example here, Campbell.
Yeah, it talks about a film called Silver Linings Playbook. And for those of you who haven't seen it, it deals with mental illness. One of the main characters has a very serious mental illness. And this film was very well received. It even won an Oscar.
And so we see a shift from how Hollywood is dealing with portraying mental illness on film. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we've not only seen it in film, but we've also seen it in TV. What's happened mm-hmm. recently on TV?
So it talks here about Stephen Falk, who is creator of FX's You Are the Worst, which is a comedy, right? Mm-hmm. So still kind of funny treatment here, mm-hmm. but talking about four maladjusted Los Angeles 30-somethings that have depression or suffering from depression as well as other maladjusted tendencies, right? So maladjusted here means primarily kind of talk about kids who are maladjusted because maybe they weren't given the resources or they weren't raised in such a way that helped them deal with day-to-day life, and because of that, they tend to have behavioral problems or issues, right?
Right.
So that's kind of the idea behind someone who's not adjusted well or maladjusted.
Right. right? And Campbell, how do we know how old the characters are in this show? There's a word there that we use.
Well, they say the 30-somethings, right? So 30-somethings are just people in their 30s.
Right.
We are 30-somethings, all mm-hmm. of us.
Yes.
Well, most of us.
Well,
most
I like that 30-something, mm-hmm. right? That uh-huh. leads us to think it could be a lot older, uh-huh. but it's you've reached 30 or beyond, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's interesting. What does Stephen Falk say about dealing with creating this show?
Well, he says, I couldn't believe how widespread it is. I think that goes back to what we were talking about, that, you know, it's opening up the conversation, and now people are realizing, wow, there are actually a lot of people in this world that are struggling.
Right. Yeah, so it's drawing attention to it again, and so that we can have discussion about it. Well, why don't we find out a little bit more as we read our second paragraph for today called Celebrity Revelations.
Celebrity Revelations. The conversation is spreading beyond fictional realms, with celebrities increasingly opening up about their mental health issues. Bruce Springsteen revealed a lifelong struggle with depression in his recent autobiography, Born to Run. Actress-singer Demi Lovato shared her battle with bipolar disorder, and Nashville star Hayden Panettiere discussed her experiences with postpartum depression. Stars, like other Americans, have always faced mental health issues. They just haven't ever been this forthcoming. I think the term we liked a lot was exhaustion, says public relations expert Howard Bragman, adding that the spin surrounding celebrity mental health issues has morphed from euphemism to forthrightness during his 30 years as a publicist.
Well, listeners, we're learning about how mental illness is now being talked about in the public arena, in public conversations. And this is due in part to celebrities talking about it a lot more, whether it's talking about their own struggles that they're dealing with or being depicted in TV shows or films. And in actual fact, we see that there have been some celebrities that perhaps we didn't know about before that were struggling with mental illness. They are coming forward and they are starting to talk about what they are dealing with. It says the conversation is spreading beyond fictional realm. What is a fictional realm, Campbell?
Well, it's a made-up realm. It's not real. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in the past you might see an actor play someone on TV or in a movie that has mental illness.
Right.
But now stars are revealing that it's not just on TV or in the movies. They're not just pretending to have these illnesses. some of them actually do have mental illness.
Right. And who are some of the people we learn about, Josh?
Well, the first one here was a real surprise to me. So we talk specifically about Bruce Springsteen, who in the United States is a very famous singer. Mm-hmm. He and the E Street Band have been performing for a long time. And he is well known for very exuberant, so very, very active, happy, big shows that he does, that people are really excited about going to his concerts. And so here we learn that he actually revealed in his autobiography, so that's a book that he wrote about his own life, that he struggled with a lifelong problem with depression, which was very surprising to me, because if you look at him in his public life, he looks to be the opposite of depressed.
Right. Okay. And we will talk a little bit more about how celebrities can often have what we call a public life, mm-hmm. or a persona that they show in public that can be very different to their private life. Who else do we learn about, Campbell?
We learn about actress-singer Demi Lovato, and she has a battle with bipolar disorder. Now, bipolar disorder is a mental illness associated with dramatic extremes in mood.
Right, yeah. A person that has bipolar disorder can feel very low and depressed, mm-hmm. for a certain amount of time, and then they may suddenly just start to feel very high. Well, we say high. They have highs and lows.
Right.
And in their highs, they often tend to be very enthusiastic.
Yeah, they're very excited, very happy.
Lots of energy.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, they just get really, really sad and depressed.
Yeah, and that's bipolar disorder. So Demi Lovato shared about that. And who is the other actress we learn about, Campbell?
Well, we learn about Nashville star Hayden Panettiere, and she's a very young actress, and she discussed her experiences with postpartum depression, and this is something that happens to some women after they give birth, right? They enter into this period of really bad depression, and doctors say that it might have to do with the hormones, you know, right. in the woman's body.
Right, and it's actually more common than we realize, mm-hmm. that women do suffer from that. I think that's getting a lot more attention, mm-hmm. and people are addressing that a lot more, and also just helping women that are dealing with that a lot mm-hmm. better. Mm-hmm. So we see stars like other Americans have always faced mental health issues. So we see that there has been a good attitude towards mental health. Mm-hmm. It's not like we're not talking about it. Mm-hmm. But what have we seen recently happen, Josh?
Well, so we see that even though many, many people, not just stars, have been struggling with these issues, that now we're seeing that stars are being more forthcoming about talking about it, mm-hmm. which means basically that they're more willing or happy to discuss what's really going on.
Yeah, we forget sometimes that stars are people too, you know, and so they, like other Americans or other people around the world, have problems too, you
right.
know. And I think that's been highlighted by, you know, several celebrities who have, you know, maybe committed suicide as a result of depression. I'm thinking
right.
of Robin Williams, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so it's kind of become more of a topic that people are actually talking about.
Right. Yeah, that's so true. And perhaps also because, you know, in the past, fans have a lot of expectation for
right.
stars to live a semi-perfect life.
Right.
Right. But now we're seeing that they're able to come forward and talk more honestly about what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
What do we learn from public relations expert Howard Bragman, Josh?
Well, we learn here in this next part that it talks a little bit about this idea of going from euphemisms to forthrightness when mm-hmm. we talk about mental illness. So what he says here is that he thinks the term we liked a lot before was exhaustion, right? And so this is the idea is that instead of calling it depression mm-hmm. or calling it for the illness or the disease that people are struggling with, they would use this idea of a euphemism. So euphemism is something that we use. It's like a word or a phrase to talk about something kind of indirectly, so something we really don't want to talk about,
right.
we'll say something a little bit different so we don't have to be quite so honest or forthright about it, right?
Right.
So we don't have to be so direct about it. And mm-hmm. here what he's saying is that instead of people saying that they are suffering from depression, they would say, oh, they're exhausted from like maybe a busy work schedule, and that's why they're not in the public light so much right now, so they have a chance to rest, when actually what they really mean is that they're suffering from depression.
Right. And we know Howard Bregman, he is a publicist. What does a publicist do, Campbell?
Well, a publicist tries to keep everybody's image shiny and tip-top, right? And they kind of handle any kind of negative publicity or try to kind of smooth things over.
Right. Okay. Well, we're going to learn a little bit more about one other celebrity in our last paragraph for today, called Actress and Advocate.
Actress and Advocate. For many, the pioneer of celebrity conversation around mental health was actress and advocate Patty Duke. A child star turned Academy Award winner, The Miracle Worker, Duke was diagnosed as having bipolar disorder in 1982, information she shared with the world in her 1987 autobiography, Call Me Anna, written with Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan. According to son Sean Astin, instead of just being someone who exhibited behavior that was inappropriate by normal standards, she became a champion for other people who felt the same.
Well, listeners, we are talking about an A-list topic that celebrities have been helping bring to the forefront within society, and that is, we're talking about mental illness. Now, we've learned so far that mental illness is being addressed in TV shows and films, and we also learned that many celebrities are coming forward and sharing about their struggles with mental illness. We've learned about Bruce Springsteen, Demi Lovato, and Hayden Panettiere, and we go on in this next paragraph to learn about one more actress that has dealt with mental illness. What's her name, Campbell?
Well, her name is Patty Duke. She is an older celebrity. She was famous back in the 1960s, okay, and she is the pioneer of celebrity conversation around mental health. So she herself has some mental illnesses, and she's very open about them.
Right. Well, she was a child star, right? And she won an Academy Award for The Miracle Worker. Josh, what was The Miracle Worker about?
So The Miracle Worker is a film talking about the story of Helen Keller, who was both deaf and blind, right? So The Miracle Worker itself was a story of a woman who came in order to help Helen Keller be able to communicate despite the fact that she couldn't see and that she couldn't talk and also, I believe, couldn't hear as well, right? So, I mean, I'm sorry, couldn't hear and couldn't see, but then to help her to be able to communicate with other people, right? So it was a very powerful story, and it was very popular, and she won some awards for acting in this movie.
Right. Well, later on in her career, she was actually diagnosed with a mental illness. She was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, which we learned about earlier today. And the information she shared, she did that in her autobiography.
Right.
And again, that's writing about yourself, right? And it was called Call Me Anna. And it was written by a Los Angeles Times film critic. But what does her son, Sean Astin, have to say, Campbell?
Well, Sean Astin is another famous actor. He was in The Lord of the Rings and a lot of other movies. Instead of just being someone who exhibited behavior that was inappropriate by normal standards, she became a champion for other people who felt the same. So she had these problems, and instead of trying to brush them under the carpet or try to hide them or talk about it in a different way using these euphemisms, she actually was very open about it. And she kind of became a champion, which means that she was there to encourage and support others with the similar problem.
Right. In fact, I've seen her become a spokesperson for dealing with mental illness. In fact, other celebrities that may be having struggles with this had often gone to her for help.
And someone who does this is someone that we call an advocate.
Right.
So she, like in the title, in the subtitle here, would be an advocate for people who are suffering from mental illness.
Right. Mm-hmm. So due to her forthrightness in coming forward about this topic, mm-hmm. it's allowed for a more open conversation for celebrities to feel safe to share their struggles with mental illness as well. So we're seeing that in general, celebrities feel more comfortable to share what is happening with them with regard to mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the benefits of this recently?
Well, I think it helps people to not feel so bad about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they see people like celebrities and A-listers that they also have these problems, it mm-hmm. kind of makes them feel like, okay, well, I'm not such an oddball.
Right.
You know, and it can help people to be open to have conversations, and I think that's where they can get the help that they need.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and I also like this idea that it really shows to people that you can be successful, but also still suffer from some very serious problems, and
right.
that it's important to be able to talk about them and also to look for help in order to seek yeah. treatment, right?
Yeah. And it used to be where things like this would tarnish someone's career.
Right.
And that's why they worked so hard to hide it. But now I think it helps people to realize, okay, so these people aren't perfect, and yet they are still successful. And so I have problems, but I can also be successful.
Right. They're relatable.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think, like you said, they are a spokesperson for this generation to be able to feel free to have that conversation or be free to ask, well, do I have this issue as well,
mm-hmm.
and get help for it as
mm-hmm.
well. So it's really drawing a lot of attention to it in mm-hmm. a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it for today, but we hope that you can join us tomorrow as we continue to see how celebrities are helping bring mental illness to the forefront within society. So this is saying goodbye from Amanda and
Campbell
and Josh.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.